We have entered our stewardship campaign, and we, for the next few Sundays, will have one among us offer thoughts about this time of pledging and committing before God. And our first voice is the chair of our stewardship committee, Sandy Schroeder.
Good morning, everyone. When I got up here last year to kick off our stewardship campaign, I thought I'd try something that was different, at least for me. I reasoned that if Pastor Zena could preach from the aisle so successfully, that maybe it would work for me. And so I tried it, and guess what happened? Pledges went up. So here I am again this year. Now, I'm sure there's no correlation whatsoever, but just in case there is, I'm back. Also, many times during our pledge drives, I've sat in the congregation and I've listened to some very excellent stewardship moments given by members of this church. Impassioned talks about what brought them to community church, what community church did for them or has done for them, and why they stayed so long. And so today, I'm going to follow in those footsteps. I'm going to tell my story. Now, for 130 years or more, one of my family members or another has been a member of this church. Back in the early 1880s, when my great-grandmother moved to Barrington and married who is now my great-grandfather, she joined this church, and she ended up staying here the rest of her life. Now, I'm sure she found something special here. And I know that community church had a lot going for it, even back in those very early years. When my grandmother came along a few years later, and her sister a few years after that, they too became lifelong members of this church. And then it was my dad's turn. He was born. He was a lifelong member of this church. Now, when he married my mother, they toggled back and forth between my mother's church, which was Salem, and this church. And when I was born, they happened to be at Salem, so I spent my very early years there. But when I was 10, circumstances were such that they decided to return to this church. And it wasn't too long after that that a young, very promising minister showed up on the doorstep by the name of Gene Nyman. So as a boy growing up in this church, I saw fellowship like I had never known before. And I also saw people growing spiritually and serving God. And all of these things made a profound impression on me. So as a young adult, my passion stirred me to serve in areas where I felt that I could make a difference. Now, of course, I was also asked to do some things where I didn't feel that I had passion or talent to serve. But I did those anyway, again, also believing that this was part of God's call for me. Now, if we all serve where our passions are, many talents and skills will come together, and the rest should be easy. So what is your passion? Where would you serve? Now, at this time of year especially, we also need your treasure in form of a pledge. And I hope that help keep this place going for another 168 years. Now, I know I can't always be first in everything I do, but there is something that I feel that I can be first in today. I'm going to be the first one to turn in my pledge today. And I hope that all of you will follow suit in the days and weeks to come. By now, hopefully you've received your stewardship package in the mail. If you haven't, it should be at your house in a couple of days. But if not, either call a church office or there are extra materials out on the counter. And I hope the supply of pledge cards will never lapse out there. Also, be sure to keep an eye on the pledge progress thermometer, which is going to go up shortly in the narthex, and watch it grow. Will your pledge be part of it? Thanks for listening, and happy pledging.